Well, Jane Ace, to help her niece Betty forget a shattered romance, invited over Carl Neff, 22-year-old nephew of Mr. Race's business partner. But Carl is also just getting over a shattered romance, and he displayed as little interest in Betty as she did in him. Not discouraged, Jane invited Carl over again, this time for a bridge game. And when last we met the Aces, the game had begun. They're still at it as we look in on them now. Jane and Mr. Race playing Carl and Betty. Mr. Race is dealing. Carl is talking to Jane. Listen.
Could have made that last hand very easily, Mrs. Ace.
I could?
Sure you could, but Carl, please don't complicate matters any more than they are. She only went set three tricks, and the hand before, the one you two just played in four spades, could have been set just as easily if she knew what she was doing.
Just a minute now, dear. What do you mean if I knew what I was doing? What did I do?
Well, in the first place, I kept bidding diamonds, didn't I?
Yes.
They got the bid for four spades. Now, you know I bid diamonds, and one of the first rules of the game is to lead your partner's suit, but not you. You led a five of hearts, didn't you?
Yes, well.
Well, what?
Well, what? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, why did you lead a heart when I kept showing you diamonds?
Oh, well, I wasn't sure what to lead. And when I'm not sure that way, I always lead the first card on the right.
The first card on the right?
Yes, it saves a lot of bother.
Yes, Jane, all right.
But, Mrs. Ace, you must lead your partner's suit. Any novice knows that.
Novice?
Yes, any novice will tell you that.
You mean somebody that writes books about bridge?
No, I mean a beginner.
Oh, well, I'm not a beginner. I've played for years.
Well, you should know better then. And you certainly could have made that last hand to play. All you had to do was to finesse for the king of spades.
Oh, I never finesse.
What?
I never finesse, didn't I tell you? But you must finesse, Aunt Jane. Oh, no, not me. It makes me nervous.
Makes you nervous?
Oh, terribly. You know, wondering if it's going to work and trying to figure out who's got the king. Oh, it's just awful. I'd rather just not finesse and let it go at that. After all, I only play bridge for my own amazement. And if I can't relapse while I'm playing, well, I might as well not play at all.
You're not.
Now, that has all the earmuffs of a dirty day.
Oh, it has.
I never heard of not finessing. Is that a new convention of some sort around here?
Yes, it's the nervous convention, but I don't think it'll ever be popular.
But after all, we're playing for a tenth of a cent a point, and you people are already 1,400 points losers.
Oh, don't worry, Carl. We don't mind. We're just glad you're enjoying yourself and Betty.
Yes. Now, would it be all right if I put a bid in here?
Oh, don't worry, Carl. We don't mind if you're the winner.
Oh, it's not that, Mr.
I'd like the bid if I can get a word in.
Listen, I never heard of not finessing.
Oh, I never finessed.
If you don't mind, I'd like...
It's just like I said, it makes me nervous wondering where the king is.
I say...
And
that...
if I can't relax while I'm playing, I'd rather not play... Dear, what are you bending way down there for?
I'm trying to get a bid in here edgewise, if I can.
Well, go ahead and bid, Uncle Abe.
Thanks. I bid a no trump.
I pass.
Okay, Jane, it's up to you.
Well, just a minute. I'm still starting my cards. You know, first the spades, then the hearts, then the clubs, then so-so and so-so.
Yes, we know.
Just a second now. These five diamonds over here. Now,
Mr. Ace, please hold your cards up. Yes, please. It's difficult to keep from looking in your hand.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Carl. He's it. He's going to play it, I guess. I'll be the dummy, most likely, and you'll get to see him anyway.
Jane, will you please go on with the game? I bid a no trump and Betty passed. Now, it's up to you.
Oh, yes. You bid a no trump. I bid a spade.
Two spades is the bid, Mrs. Ace.
What?
After a no trump, you must bid two spades.
Two spades? Oh, no, I can't bid two spades.
But you've got to bid two spades if I bid a no trump.
Oh, well, but if I have to bid two, I'd rather bid two diamonds.
Oh, and Jane, you can't do that. You're giving your partner information about your whole hand.
Yeah, that's what you think. I'm more confused now than ever.
The bid has to stand at two spades.
Oh, no, two diamonds.
But you bid spades first.
Now, spades, Carl. Spades. One spade. But you said I had to bid two, so if I have to bid two, I'd rather bid two diamonds.
But you already mentioned spades.
Only casually.
Casually?
The bid must stand at two spades.
All right, if it must, it must.
No, dear, wait, let's get this straight. Let's start over again.
But the bidding has already started.
Oh, let us start again, and for heaven's sake, bid it right this time, Aunt Jane.
I will. Go ahead, dear.
Yes, I bid a no trump.
I pass. Two hearts.
Two hearts?
Yeah, she said I had to bid two.
But where do two hearts come in?
Right after no trump.
Oh, I give up.
Well, didn't he bid a no trump, then Betty passed, and I bad two hearts?
You bad two hearts?
Yes, now it's up to Carl. What do you bid, Carl?
I ought to bid you good night.
Good night? Well, we've only been playing a little while. Or should we all just sit around and visit, and you and Betty? What do you say, dear?
I say two no trumps.
What?
I finally get a hand, and this is what happens.
Well, for Pete's sake, get to some bid and play the hand out. And Jane, will you follow the bidding and let's continue the game?
But Carl said he'd rather sit around and talk to you.
I did not say that, Mrs. H.
You didn't say that? You didn't just say you'd rather not play and just sit around and visit, you and Betty?
No, you said that.
Oh, yes. Well, what do you say?
The bid is two no trump. Are we going on with this bidding or not? Jane, will you pick those cards up and bid? I bid two no trump. Now, it's up to you, Betty.
I pass.
Well, Jane, what do you do?
Two hearts.
Oh, that's still your story.
Mrs. H., have you played bridge before?
Oh, yes.
Well, don't you know that you must bid three of a suit after a two no trump bid?
Yes.
Well, why don't you?
Well, if you want me to.
I do. I most certainly do.
All right. If you want me to, three hearts.
I double.
You double? No fair. First he talked me into a bidding it, and then he doubles it. I don't think that's very friendly, Paul.
This is awful. How do I allow myself to get into things like
but
this?
But, dear, you heard him. First he tells me to bid three, and then he doubles.
Never mind, Jane. I'm bidding three no trumps.
I pass.
Well, Mrs. Ace, it's up to you. What do you bid?
Well, not hearts, I can tell you that. You can't get me on that again. Four spades.
I double four spades.
Well, it's a great game, solitaire. I pass.
And I pass.
Okay, Mrs. Ace, four spades double.
Please don't encourage her to bid anything else. It's okay. Now, it's your lead, Carl. It's just a question of how much we're set.
Oh, is that somebody at the door? I guess it's Mark. Is that you, Mark?
Yes, Jane.
Oh, it's Marge. Come in, Marge. Come on in and see who's here.
Yeah, will you play the hand out and get it over with?
Well, what have we here?
Well, hello, Marge. You remember Carl.
Oh, of course. How are you?
Good evening.
We're playing bridge.
Oh, don't get up. Go right ahead of your game. You all look quite domestic.
Yes. Isn't she clever?
Oh,
there you are. The minute you come into a room, you say something clever.
Jane, are you going to play that hand out?
Go ahead with your game, Jane.
Yes, I have to play this hand, Marge. Want to sit back of me and watch?
No, I'll just circulate around.
Oh, Marge, stop it now.
Oh, Jane, you kill me.
All right. Let me see where I was now. Did you play this Queen of Clubs, Carl?
Yes, I did.
And here's the dummy. Now, see how few tricks you can go down.
Now, don't start making me up.
What's the bid, if I may ask?
Well, it started with him bidding a no trump. Then I said a diamond, but I should have said two diamonds. So instead
the bid is now four spades, and we're hoping for Jane to play a card any day now. Well, she did play a card. She puts on the six of clubs from the dummy. Betty drops the four of clubs, and Jane takes the trick with the king of clubs.
Oh, stop it, dear.
I just thought Marge would like a play-by-play description. Jane now plays the ace of spades from her hand. Carl drops the four of spades. Jane takes three of spades from the dummy. And Betty drops the three of diamonds, showing out of trump.
You have no spades, partner?
Spades, Betty?
I know, Aunt Jane.
But you put a diamond on.
I have no spades.
No spades. Oh, Carl, what I know about you.
Oh,
you must have a lot of spades. Well, now, let me see. Where's the lead sum? On the table?
No, the other dummy plays, Jane.
Well, let me see now. No spades. Are you sure, Betty? Look behind some clubs there. Sometimes I get spades and clubs mixed up there.
I'm positive I have no spades, Aunt Jane.
Oh, well, now, let me see now. No spades.
Jane studies her hand. She bites her lip and pats her hair.
Oh, stop it now, dear.
Oh, she pulls a card out. Oh, but she holds it. She puts it back. Oh, that's a ball, you know.
Somebody should go to first base on that, shouldn't they?
Yeah, that's on the ball for you.
It's in my hand, isn't it?
Yes, Aunt Jane. The lead is from your hand.
Oh, she pulls out another card. Uh-oh, it falls to the floor.
I'll get it, Mrs. A.
Oh, thank you, Carl. You're making me nervous, dear.
Oh. You want to play this card?
Well, just a minute now. Don't look at it. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Well, all right, then I'll play it. The King of Spades.
She plays the King of Spades. Carl drops the nine spot. Jane plays the six of spades from the dummy. And Betty now drops an eight of clubs.
Spades, Betty?
I still have no spades, Aunt Jane.
Oh, yes, I forgot. That's going to be the fly in the oatmeal. Oh, you've got the ace of hearts there, dear. I didn't see it.
Well, say hello to the ace of hearts, Jane.
Hello, ace of hearts. Oh, stop it now. Oh, well, that makes it all right. I'll play this way. I'll play this card here.
Yes, yeah, she plays a heart. Carl drops the seven of hearts, and Jane takes the ace of hearts from the dummy. And Betty follows suit. Now, Jane quickly plays a small club from the board. Betty drops the ace of clubs, and Jane trumps it with a small spade.
Just a minute. You had the ace of clubs, partner?
Yes, I did.
I led the queen and you finessed your own partner?
It's the only re-entry card I had.
Yes, you have.
I've never heard of that.
Well, live and learn, they say.
I certainly can't learn anything from that kind of a place.
Yes, now it's mine.
Well, listen to Eli himself.
A child knows better than that.
Maybe the children you're used to playing with play that way.
They know better than to finesse their own partner.
Yes, now let me see.
I'll get just about enough out of you.
That goes double for me.
Oh, he's doubling. Now, isn't
I'd like to know what you doubled his hand on anyhow.
If I'd have known the kind of support I could get from you, I assure you I would never have doubled.
Oh, doubling on what you think your partner has.
I don't care to discuss.
That's good enough for me. Good night.
Oh, now, come back here.
Let it go. I'm going to.
But if you'll only wait just a minute.
My hat. I never saw such stupid playing in all my life.
You just keep your remarks to yourself.
Should have guessed you'd be the type to do a thing like that.
I should have known better than to sit down to a play bridge game with you.
That goes for me, so good night.
Goodbye. And from now on, I'll thank you, Aunt Jane, to let me choose my own company. Good night.
Well, I should have known better to allow myself and Jane to get up a game with those two in it.
Well, it's perfect, dear. They have to get used to that. All married couples fighting bridge. This is just what they need.
Oh, you've got them married, have you?
Well, it's a wonderful start.
Oh, sure. That boy treats Betty like dirt. And if she's smart, she'll follow suit.
Oh, but how could she follow suit? She didn't have any spades.
Oh, no spades.
What's he doing? Get up here to her hand.
Jane thinks she has Betty and Carl off to a flying start. We find out more about them when next we meet the Easy Aces.